Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 27. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Genesis chapter 46. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's hand shall close your eyes. Then Jacob set out from Beersheba. The sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, their little ones and their wives, and the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock and their goods, which they had gained in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters. All his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. Now these are the names of the descendants of Israel who came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi, the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman, the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul, the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puva, Yob, and Shimron, the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Jalil. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob and Paddan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. Altogether his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggai, Shuni, Esben, Eri, Erodi, and Erali. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Berea, with Sarah their sister. And the sons of Berea, Habar, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Eshbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The son of Dan, Hashim, the sons of Naphtali, Jezeel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons belonging to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own descendants, not including Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the midst of a sea of names, there is a promise. In a reading like the one for this morning, it's easy to miss it or forget it. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt. I myself will go with you, and I will also bring you up again. Thus saith the God of Jacob, the God of his father Isaac, and his father Abraham. And yet the names are important too. More than that, there is intimacy in knowing the names. There's comfort and there's hope. Particularly, we hear of Judah and his son Perez, listed here in the middle of all the others, with nothing really to distinguish them. And in Matthew's gospel, we see clearly that their connection is to Jesus. For through Perez, the line is drawn to David and then to Christ. It's not that the other names are unimportant. They are important. But the particularity of Adam's seed, the promise of Abraham's offspring, of the yet-to-be-born David, that David whose son and Lord would be born of a virgin, that particularity is something of which we ought to take note. You see, the lineage of Jesus is listed among the many. It's a reminder that the Lord will not abandon his people in Egypt forever, or anywhere for that matter. Thus, the many are listed by name as well, at least by household. Jacob, his 12 sons and their sons, 70 in all, plus wives and little ones. And there's something to be learned here too. There is. There's no man left behind, so to speak. The names are important because the people are important. All the nations will be blessed by the promised seed, and the Lord knows those nations already. He knows them, and he cares for them. He cares for them enough to write their names down and to give them to you. He knows the hairs on each of their heads, and he will bless them, turning them into a great nation in just a few generations. Now, we know that it was not all rainbows and butterflies. There would be years of suffering, of persecution, years of oppression and heartache. But through it all, God was with them as he had promised. He himself went with them, and he himself would bring them up again and plant them in their own land, flowing with milk and honey. Likewise, you are important to him. He knows your name, for he called it out at your baptism, and he scribed it into the book of life for all to see on the last day. And there are days when it isn't all easy. You know as well as I the conflict that afflicts the church militant from within and from without, squabbles and skirmishes large and small. You know as well as I that the sins that turn husbands and wives against each other, parents against children, anger, suspicion, resentment. You know and have experienced the pain of sickness and suffering, of loss and even death. You know what it's like to grumble against each other and to grumble against God as if he has abandoned us and forgotten his promises. Repent. Turn away from your folly and turn to the Lord, the God of Jacob and his father Isaac. Repent, but do not be afraid. Remember the promise. For there is a particularity, and it's scandalous even, in our Lord becoming flesh. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the promise fulfilled, the seed manifest, embodied in the person and the work of Jesus. So do not be afraid to go wherever the Lord would have you go this day and do whatever it is that he has planned for you. For he himself is with you until the end of the age, and he will bring you up on the last day. And this promise is for you, it's for your children and your children's children and all who are far off. Thus, when your eyes close, it will be his hand that opens them to the joys of heaven, where we will join eternally in praise to sing to his holy name. And until that time, take heart, be of good cheer, and encourage one another all the more as the day draws near. God is faithful. He will surely do it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.